Niger is possibly the worst country in the world to be a woman. That's according to a report by Save the Children, published in 2012. 3 out of 4 girls under 18 are married, which means they did not have a choice. They were forced to marry as minors, violating the Convention of the Rights of the Child. But some girls are fighting back. DW's Naomi Conrad met a young woman in Zinder in southern Niger who took desperate measures to fight for her right to have a childhood and an education.
In the deserted, slightly grimy restaurant, Zainabu Musa is sitting on a wobbly plastic chair, nervously pulling at her headscarf. She's a slight girl who averts her eyes every time she's asked a question. And yet, the 16-year-old commands respect, maybe even a trace of fear in our male translator. After all, she's Zainabu, or, as many call her now, Zainabu, the penis biter.
When he tried to force me, I bit him, and then he fainted.
Without looking up, Zainabu smiles. It's a small, shy smile that belies the fear and panic she felt on the day in her village in southern Niger when her parents married her off against her will. She was 15 and had begged them time and time again to let her finish her education. But her parents, she says, were adamant. They decided it was time for Zainabu to become their neighbour's second wife. On the wedding night, Zainabu ran away, only to be beaten by her parents and returned to her husband, 19-year-old Mustafa Zanusi. It was after her fourth futile escape, she says, that she forged her desperate plan. When he tried to rape her, she would fight back. She didn't really know anything about sex, but she did have a vague notion of the male anatomy, thanks to several married friends.
I thought that if I bit his penis really hard, he would let me go.
Zainabu is one of countless children, some as young as 10 or 11, who are taken out of school and married off every year in Niger. The country has one of the highest rates of child marriages in the world. According to figures published by the UNFPA, the United Nations Population Fund, some 76% of all girls under 18 are married in Niger. Child marriages, according to the International Convention on the Rights of the Child, constitute forced marriages and are outlawed. The consequences of early marriages can be devastating. An end to an education which could offer girls a better chance of escaping poverty and illiteracy, as well as many physical and mental health problems. But the practice continues, largely due to widespread traditional views held in many poor communities. But things are slowly improving, Dodo Uma Abani says.
Here in the urban centres, it's not too bad. But in the villages and rural areas, forced marriages continue.
She sighs. Abani heads the local branch of SOS, Femmes Enfants Victimes de Violence Familiale, a small human rights organisation funded by international donors helping children suffering violence. A small office overlooks a busy road in central Zander, the regional capital in southern Niger. Outside, ox-drawn wooden carts laden with children or watermelons trundle past, overtaken by screeching motorbikes, leaving behind clouds of dust and dirt. Several men in stylishly tight jeans and sunglasses saw away at huge chunks of meat. Further down the road, a faded, hand-painted sign outside a local school depicts an unhappy tiny girl overshadowed by a frowning man. No to child marriage, the caption reads. Abani and her colleagues have been working hard to change local attitudes and persuade parents that their daughters have a right to a childhood and education. They also support young girls filing for divorce.
The last case we had was a young girl who'd been forced to get married, so we went to see the judge. He called the parents and we solved the problem.
This year, Abani has been able to help annul 3 cases of forced marriage. She says that local judges and traditional tribal leaders are mostly supportive. But her colleague, Maman Salisu Sakkari, adds, particularly in the rural areas, many women are still too ashamed to go to court and speak up against a conservative culture that gives them little value.
You see, in those areas, there's still this widespread belief, my child is my property, which I can give away when and to whom I want. Here, in the urban areas, it's different. Here, people have understood that their children have the right to marry whoever they want.
Everyone is entitled to choose their partner in marriage of their own free will and when they want it. It's a universal right enshrined in international law. And yet one which Zainabu Musa had to fight so desperately for. After she bit her husband, he fainted and Zainabu escaped, once again to her parents' house, and yet again her parents beat her for disobeying them. The next morning, she says, her husband came to her parents' house and dragged them all to the traditional chief to complain.
He explained what I did to him and said that he wanted to divorce me. That's when I knew it was all over.
When he told the judge what Zainabu had done to him, everyone laughed, even her parents, Zainabu says, a shy smile almost turning into a grin. To Zainabu's delight, Mustafa asked for a divorce. Her parents have grudgingly agreed to let her finish her schooling before they look for another husband. It will take her another 4 years to finish her education, and then maybe, just maybe, her parents will let Zainabu choose her own partner.
I want to marry someone who respects me and looks after me properly.
It seems so very little to ask for, but for many girls in Niger, it remains an impossible dream. For DW, this is Naomi Conrad in Niger.